Each path is different from the others, but ultimately leads to the same goals: enlightenment, proper thoughts and viewpoints, and purity. As such, all paths are equal, without one being superior to the other. People have different abilities and levels of accomplishment. Furthermore, they are from different environments and should choose a path most suited to themselves. We can choose any one of the three goals to concentrate our practice on. When we achieve any one of them, the other two will come naturally. There are 10 schools of practice in Buddhism. Zen stresses the pursuit of the perfect, clear mind or enlightenment. The Pure Land and Tibetan Buddhism, or Vajrayana school, stress obtaining the pure mind. Other schools concentrate their practice on proper thoughts and concepts. Regardless of which method or school one chooses, they all lead to the same outcome. In other words, once we become an expert in one method, we will become an expert in all methods. The purity of the world comes from an individual's inner purity. With a pure mind, a mind without greed, anger, or ignorance, a higher level of wisdom arises in which the world around us naturally comes into harmony. By reciting the Buddha's name, meditating, reciting sutras or mantras, and practicing in accordance with Buddha's teaching, one will attain enlightenment, proper thoughts and viewpoints, and purity of mind, thus becoming void of all deluded thoughts. On the other hand, one is totally on the wrong path if one chants Buddha's name in the hope of gaining a promotion or wealth. That is religion and superstition, and it goes against the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha. Buddhism is the teaching of Shakyamuni Buddha as he was its founder. We call him the original teacher, just like the Chinese call Confucius, the greatest sage and teacher. The relationship between Buddha and ourselves is a teacher-student relationship, which is not religious in nature. In religion, there is not a teacher-student relationship, but that of father-son or master-servant. About 20 years ago, I gave a series of lectures in Fujian Catholic University and taught in the Thomas Monastery for one semester. I told my students, who were mainly priests and nuns, to take refuge in the Buddha and to learn Buddhism well. There is absolutely no conflict between Buddhism and religion, for one is teacher-student and the other father-son. If the priests and nuns were to practice Buddhism and in turn abandon their own religion, I believe that even Buddha would not accept them. For it is against human ethics to discard the parent for the teacher. Therefore, the followers of religion will benefit if they practice Buddhism. As we practice, we will attain the wisdom to know exactly what heaven is like and will be able to decide when and how we want to go there. Thus, Buddhism is a way of teaching as it teaches us how to regain our true wisdom. When a monk is called Hushang, he is equivalent to the principal in today's school, for he is the director of educational strategies. All other faculty members are teachers who execute the principal's educational strategies and act as role models for students' behavior and speech. My late teacher, Professor Fong, constantly assured me that Buddhism is an education. Later, in my studies of the sutras, I reaffirmed his statement that Buddhism is the pinnacle of the world's wisdom. It provides the greatest enjoyment for humankind. I have experienced the unsurpassable joy of being free from afflictions, delusions, and wandering thoughts. My body and mind are clean and pure, totally at ease. I am the happiest person in the world. Therefore, I feel indebted to Professor Fong, for without him, I would not have learned Buddhism, nor would I have such complete happiness derived from practicing Buddha's teaching. Chapter 5. Integration of Confucianism and Buddhism. Buddhism successfully merged into Chinese culture. They became inseparable. The basic concept that they share is to give up one's own interest for the sake of others. Confucianism and Buddhism advocate the enhancement and glorification of filial piety, the respect and devotion of an individual for their parents and teachers. Filial piety is a major element in accomplishing world peace. What is education? It is the meaning and the value of human life, the relationships between human beings as well as those between humans and the universe. Confucian teaching encompasses three main points. First, it is important to understand the relationship between humans. Once this is understood, we will learn to love people. Second, it is important to understand the relationship between humans and heaven. Once this is understood, we will learn to respect heavenly beings and spirits. Third, it is important to understand the relationship between humans and the environment. Once this is understood, we will learn to take care of the environment and to appreciate every single thing around us. There are four studies within Confucian teachings: virtue, speech, skills for earning a living, and the arts. The teaching of virtue is the core of Confucianism. It is absolutely crucial, for without moral behavior, we become selfish and concerned only with ourselves at the expense of society. Such behavior can result in world chaos. Today, our education has lost that emphasis. Schools only teach skills which are superficial and not the root of education. When the root is rotten, it shakes the foundation of society and causes the chaos which we are experiencing today. Elementary schools are like the root of education. Junior highs, high schools, and colleges are the flowers and leaves. Teachers should start teaching filial piety to our children as early as possible. By looking at the way Chinese characters were created, we cannot but admire our ancestors' high level of wisdom. We thank them for having given us something that is so valuable and exquisite. The Chinese character piety embraces the spirit of Buddhism and the foundation of education, as it is a combination of the characters for old and son. Nowadays, people talk about the generation gap between parents and children, which is something traditional families did not have. In the Chinese tradition, not only are father and son one unit, grandfathers and grandsons, etc., are all part of the same continuum. This is a unique concept. Westerners often ask why Chinese people pay respect to ancestors since we barely know them. The remembrance of our ancestors is the foundation of Confucianism and Buddhism, which is the source of harmony in society and peace in the world. Today, everyone longs for world peace, but we need to start from the foundation of filial piety to obtain it. Buddhism emphasizes unconditional compassion for all sentient beings in the universe and beyond, in the past, present, and future. The continuum of time and space is inseparable from oneself, for we are all one entity. One does not find this extensive concept in religion. Thus, Come One, one of the 10 names for Buddha, stands for an enlightened being, which is our basic nature and also the essence of the universe and human life. This concept is embodied by the Chinese character piety and the name of Amitabha Buddha in the Pure Land School. The names may be different, but the meanings are the same. Unconditional love for all beings, which surpasses space and time. Confucian teachings are based on 5 human relationships, which are founded on moral principles. The 5 human relationships include those between husband-wife, parent-child, siblings, friends, and political leaders and the public. Husband-wife represents the smallest and most intimate circle of human relationships. Outside the circle is the extended family, which includes the relationships between father and son and those among the siblings. Outside the family, there is society at large, which includes additional relationships between the individual and his leader and circles of friends. We now often talk about the need to unite people. In ancient times, the Chinese had no use for the word unite, for the 5 human relationships define the union of all people. Everyone on this earth is our brother. Each is responsible for the other. Parents being compassionate, sons and daughters being filial to their parents, siblings and friends being respectful to each other. In this way, the country and its people are already a perfect union. The relationships between people also define responsibilities from one to the other. Everyone has his own duty and responsibility to fulfill. Human beings differ from animals by adhering to the human relationships and basic moral principles. The practice of Confucianism is based on having sincere and proper thoughts, correct behavior, a well-organized family and country, and peace for all. This is identical to the views of Buddhism, which also emphasizes practicing and learning. It all starts from generating the bodhicitta mind. Bodhi is a Sanskrit word meaning enlightenment. Enlightenment means an awakened mind. It is similar to the sincere thought and proper mind advocated by Confucianism. A Chinese government official defined sincerity very well. He noted that sincerity means having no single thought. There will be no sincerity as long as there are corrupted thoughts, wandering thoughts, or even the rise of a single thought. His definition is identical to that of Buddhism. The 6th patriarch once said, "The pure mind contains nothing, therefore collects no dust." However, people in general have a lot of wandering thoughts. How can one be rid of these wandering thoughts? The Confucian answer is to fight against the uprising desires and achieve wisdom. This practice was stressed in the elementary school of the Confucian system. Buddha said, severing all desires is to stop all worries and troubles.